I am from Bedford. In fact, I've been in Bedford for a long time, and I'm not very happy tonight with the people of Bedford, because they didn't invite me to the party tonight. They haven't looked after me. And of course, I am here with my beautiful wife, lovely Vonnie. And somewhere on the line tonight, it's all going to kick off, because my old adversary, Blade, is coming back. I'll be back to you later. I think you should go and talk to some of the other mad people here. Because me, I'm normal. I got a good IQ. I don't do anything dangerous.
If he's normal and the rest of us are mad, oh dear.
The Joker has ended up with two very charming ladies.
What's Vonnie going to say?
Vonnie and I got divorced about 5 minutes ago.
Wow.
You want to know why?
Go ahead.
Well, you know, my credit card doesn't have a limit, but thanks to Vonnie, it does now.
That's grounds.
Anyway, I've met these two delightful new young ladies.
So this is Helen and
Becca.
Becca has known about the Joker for a while. And until tonight, she thought he was actually a bit of a weird guy. Now she thinks he's even weirder than she thought. How's it been tonight, Becca?
It's been really good. I've had fun. Yeah.
So what are you doing? What's your connection with Fountain?
I'm one of the managers. I do the fundraising and the advertising side of stuff.
Okay. And Helen is looking at fundraising ideas and stuff like that. Is that that's right?
Yeah.
So, but they're the backbone with Chris and Hannah and Adam and all the guys. They're the backbone of Fountain Bedford.
So what are you looking for within Fountain? What do you think it's going to achieve for Bedford?
I think it's going to be pretty fabulous for the kids to have somewhere to go, because it wasn't long ago since I was a teenager and had nothing to do. So I think it'd just be good for them to have somewhere to go and just get someone to talk to, because often there's no one to talk to. You've either got your teachers or you've got your friends, and neither are very helpful. So. Yes?
Becca and I were talking about a sponsored masquerade disco. Everybody comes as a character.
As a character from what, though?
Exactly my question. Which you have the answer to, right?
No. It's going to be based on student nights.
Fantastic.
Student nights.
And we know what happens on student nights. I've got a fiver in my pocket, but I've got a £50 overdraft. Let me go and use it. Yes, Adam. Adam, how's it been for you?
It's been a brilliant evening, and thank you very much indeed for coming. I think one of the things that we've managed to achieve tonight is putting Fountain very much on the map. That's one of the things that we've done. It's been wonderful to have the High Sheriff of Bedfordshire here. It's good to have Andrew Slack with us and others as well. Certainly, from what I can see already, that it's beginning to open doors for us, for the Fountain, and very much a very successful future.
Hi, I'm Chris. This is Dan from Youth Engagement Solutions. Hi. We provide alternative education for young people in Bedford who are currently NEET, not in education and training. We offer a range of courses, including hospitality and catering, gym instruction, sports coaching, outdoor activity leadership, industry employability, maths, English, and personal social development.
Okay. You work with youth and sport?
We work with NEET young people in the borough and central Bedfordshire, and traditionally, we provide courses in sports, coaching, and outdoor activity leadership.
Fantastic.
We now do hospitality and catering. We do gym instructor courses. We do general industry employment, maths, English, personal social development. We at the moment, other than the kind of college, we are the biggest alternative education provider in the borough.
So you're going to work with the fans in Bedford and
we
do some stuff.
Would see. What we one of those services Chris spoke about on the other side of the fence. So when he when they engage with the Fountain, we an option if that young person wants to go on and maybe that they are finding college difficult to access for whatever reason. You know, it could be institutional, it could be academic levels.
It could be at home, whatever is
whatever the reason, they might find that just that big kind of culture doesn't work for them. Perhaps to a school like
Can we join?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
As long as you need to build some muscles.
To find out more, contact www.thefountainbedford.co.uk.